We head out to Prince Edward Island this morning. That's where head coach of the University of Saskatchewan women's hockey team, Steve Cook, joins us this morning. How are things in PEI, sir?
They're good, sir. We've got a nice sunny day out in the Maritimes for a change today.
Now, I was going to ask you if you've got your sea legs yet, but really, you've gone coast to coast in the last month. Have you figured out what time zone you're on?
We did yesterday. Honestly, Dave, it took us 2 days to figure out where we were, what time we were at, and catch up on our sleep. We've managed to touch our toes in both oceans over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, wow. What a ride it's been. And, boy, sitting here back home cheering it on, it has been sensational. But before we get into the hockey, I've got to know, every Saskatchewanian, when we go to the East Coast, of course, we delve right into the seafood. So what's been on the menu?
Well, lobster is out of season here, but we were lucky enough to have a little bit of a maritime meal on day two out here. We had some scallops and haddock, and we had some shrimp and crab. So we had a little bit of fill of that in day two and got that out of the way.
I like how you get that out of the way. You don't want to overindulge on that. I totally get it.
Well, yeah, you got to make sure there's a couple of days between that and when we play.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how is the team settling in this championship? The format for hockey in U Sports, I believe, is one of the hardest national titles to ever capture. How is the team getting themselves prepared for this weekend?
Well, we're loose. We're nice and loose. And that's the thing about our squad this year. I've been to nationals a couple of times now, fortunate enough to get here. And we've had a more veteran squad the last couple of times we've come. And we're such a young group with this crew coming in that, like, they really don't know any better. They're just playing. They're just taking day by day. We're hitting the ice. We're getting some good skates in every day. And I agree with you. I think the hardest part about our national championship is getting out of our conference. Once we get here, you know, this is a three-game tournament. If you win three games, you're national champion.
Yeah, I guess breaking it down that way, and it starts against the Brock Badgers. What do you know about them coming in?
Not much. We've spent the last few days as a coaching staff, and today is the first time that we had a good look on video with the players about Brock. But, you know, they're a hardworking team. They don't play a whole lot different than a lot of teams that we face out west. They're physical, they're in your face, and they just work real hard. They got good goaltending.
So you look at your team, do you have to make adjustments to play Brock, or does Brock need to make adjustments to play you?
You know, at this time of the year, Dave, we're going to stick with what we do. We think this is actually a good matchup for us on ice. I mean, we're a little younger. We got some speed up front. We're real mobile in the back end, and we think if we do the things that we do well, we think we'll have them chasing us versus the other way.
I know you are a young team. You've referred to it, Coach. Is ignorance bliss sometimes in that situation?
It really is. You get to this tournament sometimes, you overthink things, and you're thinking about, I don't know when I'm going to get back here. We're young and we're cocky enough that we think that we can get back here every single year. And honestly, the team's been loose right since the beginning of playoffs. And I've said it a number of times, when you come up the B side of the tournament that we did, you'll play anyone, anywhere. And that's sort of the mentality that we've had this whole week.
Obviously, your team are student athletes. How have they been able to balance schoolwork with all the travel you've done? Like you say, you're in the Canada West Championship in UBC, and now you're in Prince Edward Island.
Mm-hmm. They've had to manage and massage that over the last month for sure. And real fortunate we got understanding professors and understanding departments that allow our student athletes to do a lot of their work online or on the road. We'll take exams on the road, but a lot of the students for this week have managed to move their exams or move their assignments to next week, or they got them done early so that this week they don't have to worry about and just focus on what they're doing here, which is the tournament.
Well, Coach Cook, I thank you so much for taking some time. There are a ton of people, not just in Saskatoon, but around the entire province, that are cheering you guys on, and we wish you all the best out in Prince Edward Island.
For sure. Appreciate it, Dave.